New Zealand loses its first naval ship to sea since World War II. Who's attacked them? Which country has declared war on the nation of Aotearoa? Well, it was one of their own, and more specifically, it was the captain of the ship who ran the $100 million vessel into some rocks, then bailed as it caught fire and eventually capsized. Let's look a wee bit deeper into this. Captain Yvonne Gray has become the poster child for the New Zealand Navy to show off how inclusive they are. The Navy boasts about the number of females they've been recruiting and placing into senior roles, and Yvonne, being a lesbian, gives them another box to tick off. Being female and lesbian sounds like a good enough reason to me to give her the keys to a $100 million ship. She had plenty of media attention celebrating her rise to captain. Yorkshire woman takes command of Royal New Zealand Navy ship. So they got her from the UK. Couldn't they have found a local lass in New Zealand to crash the ship? Well, it turns out they already did that earlier this year. Commander Fiona Jameson of the New Zealand Navy crashed her ship into a wharf back in May. And here is Fiona and Yvonne together celebrating International Women's Day, the Boat Crashers Club. No need to test for any competency. Let's celebrate that the Navy is now 27.4% female. Look at all those medals on their chests. I wonder what battles they fought for those accolades, or if these are just participation trophies pinned to their tits. The media machine quickly jumped into action, possibly at the request of New Zealand government or the Navy, to frame the incident as something positive. So many articles telling us that she saved lives. Commander praised for saving lives. The commanding officer whose order to abandon ship is being praised for saving lives. Commander Yvonne Gray has been praised. Commander credited with saving lives. Captain's decision to abandon HMNZS Manawanui saved lives. Defence Minister Judith Collins said, "It was a sad day. It was a sad day for the Navy to lose a ship. But the fact that no one lost their lives was a triumph." So, see, there you go. It's a triumph. Turn your negatives into positives. Judith went on to say, "This could have been a truly terrible day." Now, I'm not saying I could have done any better than her. I haven't been trained to captain or command a $100 million Navy ship. But if I had been trained and I crashed it, I'd call that a massive failure on my part. Imagine putting a bunch of people in danger, then when everyone luckily survives the danger and your nation is $100 million poorer, you get applauded as the hero in the situation. I'm predicting some future headlines. Women crashing boats. Here's why that's a good thing. I came across this tweet by John Conrad, who tries to make the argument that it's okay for women to crash $100 million ships because they learn in different ways to men. It's part of their learning process. For real? The bar must be set that low for females? Ladies, do you buy into this? If a male had done this, he would have been crucified and you know it. His best line was, "Losses are to be expected." And that's okay because no one died. My guess is that John has to pay women to f*** him. Am I attacking women? It might sound like it, but I don't think I am. It's an attack on some women. Women who have no self-awareness and cannot see the limits of their own abilities. I agree that some women can do things that men can do, but not all women, and certainly not Yvonne Gray. Ladies, I'm trying. I'm really trying to not be sexist. I think there are capable women out there. It's just that the less than capable ones use identity politics to get ahead, and then the capable women end up defending them out of some male versus female mindset. I've seen it for myself, highly competent women being overlooked in favour of useless ones who spout all the DEI nonsense. It does seem like all our Western militaries are getting a bit weaker. When senior military positions are filled based on gender or sexuality or their trans status or colour rather than on merit, then it's going to have consequences. Stronger nations are going to see this and eventually they'll attack. The Kiwi Defence Force certainly have their priorities upside down. It doesn't take much searching to find their media releases gushing over themselves because a woman got promoted. and they have a truly shocking LGBTQI plus inclusion plan, which manipulates all staff, and particularly their senior staff, into submission. One example being that anyone who expresses homophobia or transphobia should be disciplined. And managers are encouraged to show support by wearing rainbow lanyards. Now, what do you think happens if a manager says that the lanyards are a bit silly or doesn't want to wear one? That's right, they get classed as a homophobe and will be disciplined. I may cover their inclusion plan some more in another video. Anyway, I'm going to plug my video from the other day of socialist Gordon Sheepshanks telling the world that he's going to redistribute the wealth and seize people's properties. Go and watch that one. Share, comment, like, and all that stuff.